The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Who's on your Mount Rushmore? So this started with a conversation Steve and I were having about the celebrity deaths last week with Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne, and there might have been one more. And we said about somebody we both know, oh my gosh, it's like their Mount Rushmore of favorite people is dying.
Yeah.
And then we decided to fill out the rest of their Mount Rushmore with celebrities that would aptly describe that person, like Guy Fieri and Jared from Subway. I don't know. Not really.
You take that back.
No, I take that back completely. So who would yours be? Now, after, and we'll take yours, 1-800-947-3979. So these are celebrities. And what do you think? Real actors or real people? And fictional characters?
Yeah, I think it can be anything.
Okay. It just can't,
cartoon
but you can't say
you
like my dad.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
My aunt or a teacher. It has to be
all right.
Someone everybody knows, or at least potentially could know. Okay?
All right.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Want me to go first?
I only have three
yes,
on my Mount
yes,
Rushmore.
Yes, because I might add a fictional one now that I know fictional is
okay, here are my four. Number one, Jim Valvano. He's the coach of the 1986 NC State Wolfpack.
Okay.
They were an unlikely team. This encompasses both love for basketball and his inspirational Jimmy V speech with the, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to think, I'm going to feel every day. Hugely inspirational for me, not only on the show, but in my life. Number two, Don Rickles. That style of humor is my favorite. And no one did it better than him. I like the people who do it now, but Don Rickles just connects somewhere inside with me, and I love it. Three, Robin Williams. The combination
love
of the humor and the humanity, it's ideal to me. And he seemed to treat everyone with kindness. And then number four, Sturgill Simpson, because I'm also a little bit trashy. And I mean that in a good way.
There's another free beer compliment.
Well, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. I am what I am. And I like that Sturgill Simpson is unapologetically from a Kentucky mining town. And he says everyone else can F off if they don't like who he is. That's what I like.
Okay.
And also big country music guy, but old school. How's that?
Who would you take out
and who do you think I left out that should have been on mine?
Say your four again.
Jim Valvano, Don Rickles, Robin Williams, Sturgill Simpson.
I think the mascot from Little Caesars would have been great.
Caesar. The Little Caesar. Yeah.
Maybe not very patriotic.
Not that patriotic.
That one's pretty good. Yeah, I think I would replace Sturgill Simpson with the Little Caesar.
Okay, I'm torn. I actually might go with that. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Get rid of Jim Valvano. You're not nearly as inspirational.
I didn't say I was. I was inspired by him.
Yeah.
I'm not any of these things that these people are. I'm not as kind as Robin Williams. I'm not remotely funny.
I think you're as kind as Robin Williams.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think, I don't know who you'd replace on there, but I feel like Dan Campbell should be on there somewhere for you.
Ooh. Yeah. I respect Dan Campbell a lot, but I am nothing like him. Except for the captain.
Well, Do you have somebody to have them on your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't think I'm like the people on my list necessarily, but they're people that I really like. I think maybe,
let's do my alternate.
Okay.
Little Caesar.
Yeah. Joe Dumars.
Okay. He almost was on mine anyway, but I would have put Isaiah Thomas.
I know. Okay. But Isaiah's kind of a butt, so let's go with Joe Dumars.
Yeah. And then a fourth one.
I'm trying to think.
Your broadcast partner from basketball.
Rick Mahorn?
Rick Mahorn's got to be on there.
I have two basketball players from the same team in the same era.
You're a basketball guy.
Yeah.
I am a basketball guy.
You love to hoop it up.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but you don't. But he doesn't worship Rick Mahorn. He barely likes him.
That's not true.
You let him swear on our show.
I let you guys swear on our show, and I don't like you.
Oh, wait, rude.
No, that's not true. It is rude. All right, there we go. Hot Wings, who's on your Mount Rushmore?
Okay, on my Mount Rushmore is... pick something. I'm going to start with Steve Martin. While I don't have the same humorous abilities as him, he's like the first comedian I remember seeing when I was a kid. And loving that style. It's a lot of it, like the old stuff is really cheesy, but I always loved his sleight of hand and his dopiness and his like self, worth where he would make himself seem better, but it was so obvious that he was so stupid. And I love that. Like, I like that style. Nobody ever got hurt with that. He always kind of made himself the butt of jokes and it just silly. I like that. So he's definitely up there. It was hard for me to narrow down. I needed a musical choice. And I had a lot to choose from, but I went, well, who influenced all of them? Paul McCartney is my
that makes
my,
sense.
On my Mount Rushmore.
You needed a Beatle?
Yeah, because he inspired like all the other people that I also like will go, oh, I love the Beatles so much. And they, it's got to be Paul McCartney.
Him or Peter Tork, obviously.
Obviously, Peter Tork, yeah.
Right, the original Beatle.
Clearly. Then I would have Zora Arkus Duntoff, the father of the Corvette. A name very few people know. He was a Russian immigrant, and he was an engineer. He didn't invent the Corvette, but he perfected it, and thus he is known as the father of the Corvette.
How did he perfect it? I think it should have wheels.
Well,
right now it's just an engine on a cart.
The original Corvette was kind of slow. It had a six-cylinder, and they were trying to emulate some of the roadsters from Europe that the GIs had seen while they were over there. Mm. But it wasn't particularly exciting or fast. And then he went, I think we should make a race car out of this.
He made it sexy.
He made it cool. And then everyone subsequently has been cooler and cooler. He was the first one that suggested that it should be a rear-engine car. And then they finally did that with the current one. So
it took him like 60 years.
What was his name again?
Zora Arkus Duntov. Man. He was a Russian immigrant.
Is that one name?
It's three names, Steve.
Okay. Zora Arkus? That's a hell of a first name.
I thought it was Zora and then Arkus Duntov.
Hmm. Yeah, no.
All right, is that your second?
That was my third.
Who's your fourth?
The A-Team van. I wanted that so badly when I was younger. If I had a chance to buy one now, I would.
It was either that or Kit from Knight Rider.
The General Lee is up there too. I mean, a lot of those, really formed who I was when I was a kid.
Who would
so
you
your
replace?
Mount Rushmore is going to have a van on it. Yeah.
And the guy who didn't invent, but perfected the Corvette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus well, who? I figured Paul McCartney. Oh, he's going to be honored to be on this. What do you mean I get to be on a mountain next to a van from an 80s TV show?
I mean, I figured if I picked a person, they'd get taken off in place of a car anyway, so might as well just...
Who is your fourth?
The A-Team van.
No, the A-Team van, Paul McCartney.
Steve Martin. And Zora Arkus Duntov, father of the Corvette.
Who should Hot Wings have that he didn't?
None. It's perfect.
I do think it is perfect for him.
I think so too.
It's good.
All right. I agree.
I think Carl Fisher, inventor of headlights, would be good.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Noah, who would be on your Mount Rushmore. Noah.
Alexander Graham Bell.
The lady from the Bell Tone commercials.
Yeah. Inventor of a bank tube.
I think we leave him. Let's see how long this takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Noah.
Hey, sorry, guys. I was a little busy getting ready for work.
Take your time.
Yeah, we weren't.
It's fair to leave us waiting. We called into your radio show.
Right. No, Mount Rushmore. I would probably be, if anybody knew me, I'm a huge nerd. So Hayden Christensen is definitely on there.
What? He's not Hayden even on his own.
Hayden Christensen? Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
He doesn't even put his own name on the mailbox.
Yeah.
All right. Who else?
And then I'd probably put Robert Downey Jr. for sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And then if anybody knows me, musically, I'd probably say like Luke Bryan.
Okay.
All right.
Why do you know his country? Got it.
Oh, yeah. And then the last one would probably be Dale Earnhardt. Senior, not junior.
Oh, he would have such a bad time with those other three people.
Yes.
I know. It would be terrible.
It would be.
I don't think they would ever go in that car with him either, though.
No, that's probably true. Thank you, Noah. All right, Kelly, who's on your top four?
Or your
Mount Rushmore, I should
say. An actor, a politician, a musician, and an animated character that made me question my sexuality. So first things first.
Okay, Richard Nixon.
Yes. Pedro Pascal. I love his face so much.
Okay.
Wait, is he on your Mount Rushmore just because you think he's hot?
Absolutely, yes. And I
Okay,
I
for
like
anyone else, I have a problem with that. But for you, that's fine.
I also really like his personality, and everybody that he works with seems to really like him, too. I think he's just a good person. So
see how touchy-feely he is with his co-star?
His co-stars are super touchy-feely with him because he's got insane anxiety, so it helps him. If he's got a hand on him, he's openly talked about how much it soothes him just to be like touched.
I think that might be a ploy.
Maybe he's
did you
so
say?
Fine,
but
I'd
his current co-star, I forget her name.
Yeah,
she's like more than like just like hand on forearm like for
she's
comfort.
She's like massaging.
She's
him.
Like yeah, yeah. She's like groping him.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
It's a little weird, but anyway,
I don't hate
it. Are you living vicariously through those hands?
Yeah, they're so nice. The second would be Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to have a credit card because of her. And just kidding.
I mean, it's in my lifetime, though, right? Isn't it in our lifetime that women couldn't have credit cards?
Yeah, it was like 1972 or 73.
Okay,
yeah.
Almost in my lifetime, yeah. Or in my lifetime.
Yeah.
But
that's
also,
bonkers.
She's badass. She graduated top of her class, went from Harvard to Columbia, and also did her husband's work as well because he was super sick while they were in school together. She just has a phenomenal story. The musician I would choose would be Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine. My obsession with her is still strong and kicking. And then the animated character I would choose would be Jasmine from Aladdin. The same reasons as Pedro Pascal. She's beautiful. And she's seemingly very likable. And she has a tiger.
Hmm.
That's so awesome.
She does have a tiger.
Who
would you replace on Kelly's Mount Rushmore to make it more Kelly?
Let's see.
I think I'd replace Jasmine with Lenny Kravitz.
Oh my God, yes. For the same reasons.
I would replace
he probably has a tiger.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg with Bonnie Blue because of your both unapologetically slutty.
Yeah, she's a great role model.
I am not sincere with that at all.
No, I actually can't stand her.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take Ruth Bader. That fits for you. Yeah. I think you did pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I like the switching of Lenny Kravitz and Jasmine, honestly.
They have similar vibes, a similar aura.
What?
They do.
Yeah.
I see it, for real. They're both so sexy and dangerous.
They wear cool pants.
Yeah, very cool pants.
What are you talking? Wait, Jasmine was in what?
Aladdin.
Oh, Aladdin.
Yeah, she's Aladdin's girlfriend.
I never saw it.
She was a princess.
What? I was in college when that came out.
I think I might replace Pedro Pascal for the inventor of barefoot wine.
Yeah.
Or whoever the first person was who said, hey, could we put this wine in a box?
Oh, Signor Franzia.
And give it an easy pour tab?
Yeah.
All right. Steve. Who else is on your Mount Rushmore other than Mike Rowe?
Mike Rowe did not make the list. I do have an honorable mention, which I'll get to at the end. But first on my Mount Rushmore was Mr. Rogers.
Ooh, good.
Look for the helpers. That has really affected me in the last like 7-8 years or so. Been trying to teach my kids that, hey, you know, be a helper, look for the helpers. So he's definitely
That's a good one.
He's definitely first. He's all the way on the left of my Mount Rushmore. I'm picturing it in my head. Next to Mr. Rogers, of course, is going to be Matt Hoffman, the greatest BMX rider ever. Very much, very inspiring to young Steve.
Yeah.
Very inspiring to middle-aged Steve as well.
Really?
Because he's still doing it. Next, I wasn't able to narrow it down, so I'll take anyone from the cast of the TV show Deadliest Catch. Any of the captains or the deckhands that work on the boats in the Bering Sea catching king crab. Those guys are all very inspiring to me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Is it because their dedication to task?
Sense of adventure.
Yeah.
Like that's a big thing. You know, they go out there for months at a time and they make a ton of money and it's very dangerous. Yeah, I think that that's very inspiring. And fourth, of course, Emeril Lagasse.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
Because he, I don't know, he's kind of like loud and...
You like to eat and bang?
I do.
Is that Cake Boss?
No. Emeril Lagasse, he's a chef, a celebrity chef.
Isn't he the one that says bang when he makes things?
Bam!
Yeah.
Bam.
Oh, bam.
Bam!
Bam.
Is he still around?
I think so. I don't think
what
he's...
What happened to him?
I don't think he's dead.
He's kind of everywhere for a while.
Yeah.
And then,
he was big in like the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened.
And my honorable mention is Dark Chocolate.
Like the candy bar?
Just dark chocolate in general.
In general?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just in general.
All right. Right off the bat, I'm getting rid of Deadliest Catch, and you just need the Money Pit House.
Onto your
Mount Rushmore.
That's pretty good.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah, I think I would lose Emeril Lagasse for a Ford Ranger Splash.
Yeah, what the hell is Chef Boyardee getting left out for?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, if you're going to pick a celebrity chef.
Did you even have an Italian on your list? Mr. Fresh Moose?
Moose.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, and then the Lucky Charms guy, because your heritage or whatever.
Chef Boyardee and then Lucky from the Lucky Charms are on Steve's Mount Rushmore. All right, Maitland and Tommy will be next. Yours as well.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.